higher graduation rates, increased pay, classroom upgrades, and a new student union. A lot of good news presented during the assembly to welcome everyone back. But President Joseph Castro did admit that the college underwent a turbulent experience due to a few employees.
I'm not going to use our precious time together to discuss the details of those incidents.
The comments came after posts by English professor Randa Jarrah describing former First Lady Barbara Bush as an amazing racist that was thrust into the national spotlight in April. Castro used the opportunity to reaffirm Fresno State's commitment to freedom of speech in spite of calls to curtail it.
Because of the inappropriate and offensive content of the speech expressed by employees on their personal social media channels. Our university's decisions on such matters, since I've been your president, have been and will continue to be fully consistent with the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment.
Classes are scheduled to resume on Thursday. At Fresno State, Dominic McAndrew, KMJ News.